This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 100. And of course, my name is Derek Gallimore, and I am super pleased to be doing this episode to celebrate the 100th episode of this podcast, the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. So of course, thank you for joining us. This episode really is a quick review. I don't want to get too self-congratulatory, but basically we're just going to quickly review what we have covered in the last 100 episodes. And then more, I think interestingly, more relevant, more pertinent, it's about what 2018 has in store for us as Outsource Accelerator, but then also you, who should also be possibly a stakeholder or interested party in business or outsourcing, what our growth, our development has in store for you in 2018. So we're going to be covering what we're going to be doing on this podcast, what we're going to be doing in media generally, and also what the company is going to be doing to basically enhance your outsourcing and business journey. So that's where we are aimed. It is a big yay for us because of 100 episodes at Outsource Accelerator. But of course, more so, it's a big thank you to you out there, because obviously without any audience, without any interested parties, none of this is worth it. So I really appreciate your listenership. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, if you do just want to get in touch, as always, just email us. That is at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. And if you want any of the show notes, anything we mentioned in this podcast will be in the show notes. So you can find those at outsourceaccelerator.com/100. Enjoy. Thank you for joining us today. I first just want to review some of the incredible guests we've had and some of the incredible information and insight we have had as a result of these 100 episodes. We have covered a lot of things in Outsource Accelerator Podcast, you know, and generally, of course, we're talking about outsourcing, but it really extends into business and into life and times of people and people doing things in the Philippines, but also how that really touches the world through business people interacting here, through expats, through just business being business, which is very interactive. So really exciting. Of course, if we go right back to episode one, this is sort of, I suppose, how we started. We interviewed people in the outsourcing community. Episode one, of course, was David Pritchard of The Nile. They have been outsourcing in the Philippines for, I think now, 4 or 5 years. That was a really good episode, and we get a huge amount of insight from David Pritchard, who is an expert in his field and pretty much has the sort of operational aspect of outsourcing nailed down, or certainly as nailed down as you possibly can. Then, of course, we moved kind of topics and we evolved into people working in and around the industry. Angela McDonald of Deployed is an example of this in episode 4. Angela, again, is a Scottish expat. She has been in the Philippines for numerous years now, worked as a recruiter, and is now heading Deployed, which is an outsourcing company. So you can hear about that in episode 4. And of course, we've had incredible conversations with really inspiring people within the community, within Manila, within the Philippines. Pia Gladys Perez of episode 7, I think, is case in point of that. And again, you know, if interested, go and listen to her incredible story. She is a Filipina taking on the world in the fashion industry. So super exciting. Then, of course, we've interviewed some people representing the BPOs themselves. We've got Soan David of TBS Global. That is episode 76. And more recently, Jamie McBrien of Opti BPO. That is episode 88. And Michelle Fegan of Yampo Solutions in episode 87. These are really drilling into the people behind BPOs and the BPOs themselves. And then also we explore with these people their thoughts on business, on the future development of BPOs. I think if you listen to any of these people, you realize that there's a huge amount of business insight and intelligence behind, you know, all of these people. Most of these people are intrinsically entrepreneurial minded, business minded, and then they head up an outsourcing company, which is in essence a business support function. So, you know, I drill into these BPOs and these BPO owners to really give you insight into the value that BPOs offer. We are not connected to any BPOs. We get no kickbacks. We are not running infomercials here. We don't get paid for any of this. But I really believe that there's a huge amount of value in the BPO interviews we have done. And I've certainly really enjoyed doing those podcasts. So we have, of course, in the 100 episodes, we've had a huge amount of inspiring Filipinas on the podcast, and I really cherish this. As I've mentioned a few times, you know, I'm representing outsourcing, trying to take it to the world. We're discussing business, but also what I'm trying to do is demystify a little bit Manila and the Philippines. It's a huge country with a huge burgeoning young professional workforce, and I think huge potential ahead of it. I really promote the Philippines as the Swiss banking of outsourcing, and I think it's got a huge future, but also significantly a future that you out there as a business owner should not ignore. So super exciting. So again, some of the fabulous Filipinos that I have an honor to interview are, as I mentioned previously, Pierre Gladys Pere. We've also interviewed Eileen Juan. There's Sunshine De Leon. There's Vince Fillimore. Really, you know, and it extends into sort of dozens. So really do go and check them out. All of them are doing incredible things with their respective lives and careers. So super, super inspiring stuff. Going into the future, we are going to be continuing these podcasts. Please give me feedback. If you think, if you have any opinions, if you have any preferences, then please let me know what you think of these previous episodes. As I mentioned, we are trying to keep the format fairly punchy, fairly snappy. I don't want to waste your time. I want to bring you a good breadth of people and insight into outsourcing in the Philippines. That is our mission here at Outsource Accelerator. So please give me any feedback. It's certainly welcome. And of course, drop us a line at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com if you have any comments. So now this is where we look to the future. Yay. The future is certainly exciting. I'm going to talk from the perspective of Outsource Accelerator, which is obviously our parent company. The Outsource Accelerator podcast is an outreach of the Outsource Accelerator company. Of course, Outsource Accelerator, if you aren't aware, is an independent authority in outsourcing. It is our mission to take outsourcing to the world, and I personally am on a mission to try and encourage as many business owners, SME business owners, entrepreneurs alike, to consider outsourcing and involve it within the structure of their business. I really do believe that outsourcing is a win-win for all, and it's probably one of the most transformative business functions you can do to really add rocket fuel to your business. And the processes, the learnings, the aspect of outsourcing can really be applied to virtually any business model in any business sector. So what are we doing going forward? I am so, so proud to launch in 2018 the fully completed and the second iteration now of the Outsource Accelerator Activation Program. Okay, we have discussed this in the activation course launch. You can see those in previous episodes. But it really is the most incredible consultation package for outsourcing. It really does take you from zero to hero. And, you know, it's not just for beginners. It's also for people involved in outsourcing, people that are already outsourcing. There is really so much value in this consultation that you could save tens of thousands every month, but also you can out-strategize and out-compete your competitors with the information and gems of insight and processes that this consultation provides. Okay, so that, the Activation Consultation Program, is the bread and butter for Outsource Accelerator, but there is really so much more else, that's really bad grammar, but out there for you that we are doing to help promote and propagate outsourcing to the world. So the first one is that I want to discuss is the launching of the BPO or the OA exchange, okay? This is effectively, we intend this to become the brains trust for outsourcing. We are looking for this to be a kind of Medium, come Quora, come LinkedIn for outsourcing. It's basically going to be a repository for outsourcing information for users and stakeholders and basically anyone involved in the sector. It will be a gold mine of information to help anyone on their outsourcing journey. So super exciting. And this is about to launch in February 2018. And to celebrate this launch, we are having a competition. This is a Philippine-facing competition. Basically, anyone working in the BPO sector, we want them to contribute articles of value so that we really get a boost and we really get this OA exchange starting with a bang, okay? Stay tuned for this because you will no doubt hear more about this. And of course, if you want to know more, just check out our website. And, you know, we are really committed to making the website a hub of high value and highly relevant information for you out there, where irrespective of wherever you are in your business and outsourcing journey. So possibly, you know, this is a segue from the podcast. We have been doing this podcast now for 100 episodes, which I'm super, super proud of. But we are now evolving. As you probably all know, the video format is big and growing. And the channels such as YouTube and Facebook and maybe even LinkedIn are really trying to promote video. Video has its pros and cons. I personally prefer podcasts in that you can walk and talk and do stuff while you're listening to podcasts. But, you know, without doubt, video seems to be king. So we are launching a TV channel. It is yet to be named, so stay tuned. And if you have any suggestions for our channel, then please do let us know. But we are, this is going to be hosted on Facebook and of course YouTube and of course our website. And a lot of this content then will be repurposed into podcasts. So however you like to consume your media, we will provide that for you. The channel is super exciting. And again, this will be launched in February 2018. We are really excited about the content that this will produce. Okay, it's super important in this world where we're just getting drowned by content that whatever we provide is valuable and relevant to you out there. And so I believe that with this OA, Outsource Accelerator TV, so OA TV, we will really hit the nail on the head with that. Just a sneak peek. Of course, I will be doing interviews. I will be engaging with the same sort of people that I have done for the previous 100 episodes. We will, of course, it will be video footage, so you'll get kind of extra insight into the people behind the microphone. And we will be discussing a sort of broader range of topics. But not only that, it's not just going to be me. We are going to get really fantastic people within the community that are specialists in their areas to also host programs that cater to specific niches. Okay, all I can suggest you do is keep an eye out for this. Keep an eye out on our Facebook page, keep an eye out on our website, and we will make announcements when this launches. So super exciting. We hope to have at least one episode per day, and of course covering the whole range of aspects of business, okay? We're going to be doing business and outsourcing interviews. We're going to be doing skill sharing. We're going to be doing masterminds, but also we're going to be covering various aspects of business so that it's a holistic view. Those aspects might include like workplace health, and inspirational things and stories. And so, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interactive. So I really am looking forward to that, and just encourage you to keep an eye out on our website, on our Facebook page, etc., for updates on that. So those are our two big announcements, the BPO, the OA Exchange, and the OA TV. Certainly super, super exciting. Of course, out there, we do have, you know, vast amounts of free information. All of this is free, invaluable information. We are, in the next month or two, releasing three white papers, which are super interesting. One of them being on the fact that outsourcing is a win-win, and exploring a lot of academic literature in that respect. And the other one is a white paper exploring the size of the potential outsourcing market and where that is going in the future. So keep an eye on those. And of course, we have numerous guides and blogs scheduled for release in this 2018. So it's really going to be an exciting year. Again, I would love your feedback, and even, you know, if you just want to say hi, drop us a line, and looking forward to it. Okay, hope you enjoyed that monologue from me. That was episode 100, obviously. If you want any of the show notes, if you want any of the links to any of the people mentioned, or any of the new projects I've mentioned, then of course just go to the show notes. That is at outsourceaccelerator.com/100. And if you want to ask us anything at all, of course, just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.